Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov.
How are you doing?
Doing great.
Glad to hear it. Right now, you're the first one.
Okay.
Have a nice Shabbat.
Yes, it was a day of Hebrew today. I helped Tony this morning, and then we had class and came home, and then we rested.
Baruch Hashem. Naps on Shabbat are very special.
Well, I didn't sleep, but I just laid on the sofa. So.
Understand. Maybe it's the weekend, who knows?
Were you planning to do Section 5?
I'm sorry?
What section were you planning to do tonight?
I'm actually was planning to do Section 8 of Bamidbar. Because I don't think we should do Lasso prior to Shavuot. There's a reason why Naso is read after Shavuot.
Okay.
It represents a manifestation of the energy of Shavuot in the Torah.
Okay, and what chapter will that be?
Section 8.
Okay. Angela.
Shavuot Tov.
Shavuot Tov.
Please join me in saying the Ana Bakoa. Gedula Chemincha Tati Zera Aleph Bet Gimel Yitach Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbeinu Ta Reinu No Sufrei Zion Sintet Nun Na Dibor Dorje Yehudcha Kevavat Shamraim Nael Tufbet Tet Nunayan. Yachid Gea Lamcha Bene Zofre Kiddushata Yud Gimelamed Hey Zion Kuf. The letters of the month of Sivan. The Reish that created the planet Kohav, the planet Mercury, and the Zion that created the constellation Teumim, the Gemini, the twins. Together, the Reish and the Zion spell the Hebrew word Raz, which means secrets. What do you think the secret of the month of Sivan is about? Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziyakatenu Yodea Talumot Shinkufal Tzadiyataf. We've brought the energy of creation into our space. Now we are going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apaim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notse chesed la'alafim, Notse avon wafesha, V'chata'a v'nakei. And we're now going to connect to the energy of the goat, the year 5777, by studying two verses. The first that we will study is Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. And we will start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkinte bit hilu. Urchimud hilud hilu urchimu. L'yakta l'shem yud hei bevav hei. V'yehudashilim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. Lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu kananei aleinu maasei yadeinu kananeihu. Lamentations chapter 3 verse 52. Tzaduni katzipor o yevayhi nam. When we take the first letter of these five words, we're able to parse them into three Hebrew words, Satz, Ki, Ach, that translates as appear like brothers. And the final letters can be permutated into Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse we study is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. In this verse, the name of the year, Tav Shin Ayin Zion, is concealed. Although the letters Tav Shin Ayin Zion are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohei Wahei Eloheichem Tadebaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. And now we will study the year 5776, which is the energy of the year of the pause. There are two verses also for this year. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ayulimat willo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot Vayachaskum Achechem Halevim Ad Kelot Hamlacha Yad Yitkachu HaKohanim Ki halevim Yishrei levav lehitkadesh mehakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into 8 names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei La La He Wa 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 Yo La Yo Ala Me Hey 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 A Ka A Re Ka Ha. The second verse that connects to this year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bihu ba Adonai Yohei Wahei Adead Ki Bia Yohei Adonai Yohei Wahei Tzur Olamim. The year 5775, the year that death is swallowed up forever, has three verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni, lo tarpeni adili ruki. The second verse is 1 Samuel, chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol ha-machavu iyam, asher yitchabe sham v'shavtem, elai el nachon, v'halakti yitchem, v'chayayim yeshno, v'aretz v'chipasti, O Tob, call Alfe Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Gelo lanetzach yoved roav yom ruayo. And the year 5774, the year of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse that connects to this energy. That is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesam ti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakan tafta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu b'nei avla la'anoto. And now we're going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the names of the Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day. Which is the third day of Sivan. Rabbi Ovadia Bartanura. Rabbi Yosef Ergas. Rabbi Yaakov Shimshon of Sheptivika. And Rabbi Yisrael Tzvi, Rabbi Eliyahu Monk of Paris, Rabbi Chaim Yitzhak Korb, and the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. Today's class is a Zohar class. And normally, because next Shabbat, we would be reading the Parsha of Naso, we would read one of the sections from Parashat Nasho from the Zohar. But because Nasho is always read after Shavuot, and Bamidbar is always read prior to Shavuot, my intuition said that it was important that we read something from Bamidbar rather than from Nasho. So I have chosen to read section 8 from the Parasha of Bamidbar from the Zohar. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the right-hand column, the first row. It's a list of all of the parashas and all of the Zohars that we have prepared as handouts. You can find the lists, as I said, in the first row, the right-hand column. When you get that page open, scroll down to Parasha Bamidbar. And then when that page opens, click on the link that says Section 8. And we will start at Pasuk 66. Rabbi Shimon patach le David elecha, Hashem nafshi esha, Elohai becha betachti, Wigomer, Maika chama David, Vesadra chai shivatcha, Hake vekulhu shivachte, Deinun biyofa, Beita kulhu, Shilamin vehai, Chasra delait baita, Beya vavyamai, Sidurada lemin pal alantin. The translation. Rabbi Shimon began the discussion with, O of David, to you, Hashem, do I lift up my soul. O my Elohim, I trust in you. And he asked, why did David see fit to prepare this praise so, since all praises that are in alphabetical order are complete, while this one is missing the Vav? And why is this arranged for the prostration upon the face? My commentary. The verse is clear as written. Most people do not realize that this psalm needs to be said when prostrated. Of course, in our generation, this has been forgotten. Pasuk 67. Ela razai la'ahu ganiz bein havrayayo v'shata delelya al ilana tata'a detalyayo Beya mota parish anpom kasya lekola viad itchasha vekol bnei alma ta'amin ta'ama demota viachdim barnash veha yachiv leya Pik dona denav sheya, beach kedeya, bideya, bepik dona ugin denatil, lone pepik dona, tab pik dona lemareya, Ishata deate, safra kadate, safra vichtav, legabea pigdonea, bae levarka, veyad likucha berichu, tihu mehemana ila'a. The translation. He answers, it is because it is a supreme mystery concealed among the friends. During the time that night falls, the lower tree on which death depends, which is Mahut from the judgment aspect, spreads its branches and covers everything. Therefore, it becomes dark, and all the inhabitants of the world taste of death. And man hastens to give the deposit of his soul and deposit it as a pledge in its hand for the nighttime, so it would be returned at daybreak. And since it took the soul as a deposit, the deposit returns to its owner when morning comes. When morning arrives and the pledge is returned to him, he is required to bless the Holy One, blessed be he, who is the highest trustee. My commentary. This verse seems clear as written. How many people actually understand this spiritual process of deposit and returning deposit? The Talmud has many discussion pages about these deposits, both paid and unpaid. Most people do not know that one aspect of this discussion in the Talmud is the rules and the laws relating to where your soul goes at night. This is my opinion. Pasuk 68. Levatar dekam alve kenishta mitar betutfe. It kese beki yesu tzitzit alumatke garmeya bekurt benin bekadmeta levatar kabil aleya o malkuta besidura dishvate de David inun Sidura deol Malkuta Sidura Tishvacha Dashra Aleyahu Olivatar Sidura Ditzlota Dim Yoshav Utslota Dim Otmad Lekashra Lon Kachada. The translation. After waking from his sleep, he enters the synagogue. He decorates himself with his tefillin. He covers himself with tzitzit, enters and cleanses himself, first with the offerings. After that, he accepts upon himself the yoke of Malchut in the order of David's praises, which are the arranging of the yoke of the kingdom. And in this order of praises, he steeps himself in that yoke. Following that is the order of prayer while seated, which is parallel to Malchut. And the order of prayer while standing, which is parallel to Zeranpin. To connect them, Zeranpin and Malchut together. My commentary. This pasuk makes sense if one is familiar with the Orthodox order of the morning prayers. It is giving an amazing in-depth relationship to the prayer structure, to the Sefirot. Pasuk 69. Tachatze razad mila a'agid itzlota tal yayob b'milula the Dibura de Fuma, Kola Talyayo, the Ikara de Ovada, Pekad Meta Uvatar, the Dibura Uvmilula, de Fuma Aman Ovada, Elahu Ovada, de Aved Barnash. Bekad meta, kegavna ditzlota, uvela itzle barnash zlota, adi itchaze, ovada bekad meta, kegavna ditzlota. The translation. Come and see the mystery of it. Although the prayer depends on speech and the utterances of the mouth, everything is mostly and first dependent upon action, and afterwards upon speech and uttering with the mouth. And what is the deed? It is only the action that a person performs first that resembles prayer. And a person must not say a prayer until he first displays an act of that that resembles prayer. My commentary. In morning prayer, one dons tefillin and talit after washing one's hands. These are all actions. People think we say prayers when doing these actions. We don't pray. We say blessings. Pasuk 70. O vada de kadmeta, vishata de varnashkaim, paelidacha, garmeya de kadmeta, uvatar yikabel, aleya hayol, befarsa, alresheya, Parishu de mitzvah, levatar yit kishar, kishura de yehuda, de nun tefilin, tefila shel rosh, vishel yad, ulat kana, lon bekishura. Chada bismala v'yali ba kimadiyokimna simolo tachat v'roshi v'gomer u'tiv shimeni kachotam alibecha kachotam al zeroecha Wehaokimna, Wedahu Ovada, Bekad Meta. The translation. The first activity is when a person gets up from his sleep. He must cleanse himself first, meaning relieve himself. Following that, he must accept the yoke upon himself to cover his head with the passages of the mitzvot. Afterwards, he shall tie the knot of unification. These are the tefillin, one on the head and one tefillin on the hand, and fix them into a knot on the left hand and also on the heart. As we explained concerning, his left hand is under my head. And set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm. A reference to the hand tefillin, which is the secret of Malchut, that is put on the arm against the heart. And we already explained that this is the action that one must perform at first. My commentaries, this pasuk is clear as written. With Rabbi Ashlag's commentary. Pasuk 71. Livatar Bishata Dibarnash Aluve Kanishta Ike Dharmaya Vikadmeta Vikarbanin Bimilula Difuma Livatar Yikabelaleya Ayo Malhut Viparsa Alresheya Vishivhe Didavid Malka Kegavna Yovada Diparish Diparish Diparis Alresheya Parisu Dimitsva Ulvatar Tzilota Dimiyushav Lakabel Tefila Shelyad Livatar Tzilota Dimutbad Tehiyo Lakabel Tefila Deresha Vidake Gavna Didavada Kegavna Didibura Vadai Biovada Umilula Talyayo Silu Silota. The translation. Following this, when a person enters the synagogue, he should first purify himself with offerings by means of speech, that is, by reciting the passages of the offerings. Then one should accept the yoke of Malchut to spread over his head with the praises of King David, with the same action as of one who spreads on his head the passages of the mitzvot, which corresponds to the action of wearing the tzitzit. Following this is the seated power, the seated prayer, which corresponds to the tying on of the hand tefillin, denoting malchut. Then is the standing prayer, which is the secret of Zeranpin, which parallels the donning of the head tefillin. And one corresponds to the other. The deed must conform to speech, since certainly prayer depends on both speech and the deed. With my commentary. If you are familiar with the morning prayer in the Orthodox tradition, then this pasuk is clear. Pasuk 72. Ve'i pagim ovada milula la yashka atar disharya ve'ya velav ihu tzilota de'it pagim ahu barnash le'ela vitata divayenan ve'achaza ovada umala milula Aleya Veda Utsilota Shalim Vav Lea Vivarnash Tifagim Tsiloteya Pulhamna Timareya Aleya Kitiv Kitavo Leira Ot Panai We go mer gam ki tarbu tefila eneni shomea tehabio vada umilula talya milta. The translations. If his deed is flawed, speech does not find a place upon which to dwell, and this is not considered a prayer. And that person becomes flawed above and below, since it is necessary to demonstrate a deed and say the proper speech about it. And then it is considered a perfect prayer. Woe unto the person who flaws his prayer, the service of his master. About him it is written, when you come to appear before me, even when you make many prayers, I will not hear, because this depends upon both deed and speech. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written and is very important to learn this spiritual law that is involved in prayer. Pasuk 73. It's also involved in prayer, but it's also involved in learning to be a living Torah. Because your consciousness and your words and your deeds need to be in unified. Pasuk 73. Tachatzei kewan divar nash, aved selota ke gavna, dabiovada umilula, vika shirka kishura, teyihuda ishtakach, they all yadeya, beat barkan ilain witata in kidain baeleya levarnash liachaza garmeya batar tisiyam salota diamida ke ilu itbatar. Min alma deha itperash, min yilana dechaye, deka nishraglo, legabe hahu ilana, temota deachadar, leya, pigdu donyeya. Kada avia eso raglav el hamita dehaude chet o vitzale alayu chashta bae leit kansha legabe yahu ilana demota umin pal alema. Begabeya elecha Hashem, nafshi esa, bekadmeta, yahivna, lach bepiktu dona, ashta, bekashirna, yehuda, beavedna. O vada umilula katayot viodena alchatae hainafshi masirna lach vadae. The translation. Come and see. If a person makes his prayer in this manner, with deeds and speech consistent, and ties the knot of unification, the result is that upper and lower beings are blessed through him. Then after he concludes his Amidah prayer, the person must exhibit himself as if he departed from this world. This is because he took leave from the tree of life, that is Zeran Pin, the secret of the Amidah prayer, and gathered his feet to that tree of death that returned his pledge, giving him back his soul in the morning, as it says, he gathered up his feet into the bed. Since he has already confessed his sins and prayed for forgiveness, now he must necessarily be gathered to that tree of death and fall on his face. and say to him, to you, O Hashem, do I lift up my soul. In the beginning, when I went to sleep, I gave you my soul in pledge. Now that I have tied the unification, fulfilled my deed and speech properly, and confessed my sins, certainly I entrust you with my soul, meaning that he accepts upon himself to sacrifice his life, to sacrifice his soul. My commentary. With these specific descriptions, everything becomes clear. Of course, very few people do this in their morning prayers. Pasuk 74. Piyecheze barnash garmeya keilu patir min alma dinaf sheya masir lehe lechai atar demota begin kach lait beyavi vav devav ilana dechaye Uvahai ilana demotahu Wehakab kamel Pirazad mila de itzkobin Tila mitkafran Ad itpetar barnash me alma Ahidiktivim yikupar Avon Hazelachem Atimutun Vahayahiv Darmeya Vadailemota Umasir Nafshea Vahayatar Lavpiktona Kima Balelia Ela kiman de itpatar min alma vadai. The translation. And a person should imagine himself as if he had departed from this world, since he gave his soul to that place of death. That is the reason there is no vav in the alphabetical order of the prayer, beginning with the verse, to you, O Hashem, do I lift up my soul. For Vav is the tree of life, meaning Zeranpin, which is the secret of Vav of Yudhe Vavhe, and the one that he entrusted with his soul is the tree of death, meaning Malchut. And that teaches us that the mystery of it is that there are sins that are not atoned for until a person departs from this world. That is what is written. Surely this iniquity shall not be forgiven, but not be forgiven to you till you die. And therefore, this person most certainly gives himself to death and sacrifices his soul to this place, to Malchut, not for a pledge as that at night, but rather as one departs the world, most certainly. My commentary. This pasuk needs to be taken into their life and realize that the consciousness is important to manifest within your prayers. Pasuk 75. Subtikuna dabae bekavavna. Diliba ukein kuchabrihu Mirahemalo Umkaperleya Lihoveya Zaka Ahu Barnash Diada Lemite Leya Ulmiflach Lemareya Piruta uvkavavna, deliba vavleya, Limandiate limifte limarea veliba prachika velabiriuta kadaa vaipatuhu pafihem ubilshonam itazvu lo velibam lo nachonimo hu omer elecha Hashem nafshi esa velav komilo elav beliba rechika hagaram aleya liistalka me alma adla matun yomo bezimna tehailana itar be alma leme badina. The translation and this correction, the formation, must be with the meditation of the heart. And then the Holy One, blessed be He, has mercy on him and forgives his sins. Happy is the person who knows to entice and serve his master willingly and with his heart's devotion. Woe unto him who comes to tempt his creator with a distant heart, unwillingly. It says, nevertheless, they did flatter him with their mouths, and they lied to him with their tongues, for their heart was not steadfast with him. He says, to you, O Hashem, do I lift up my soul. Yet all this talk is with the distant heart, and this causes him to depart from the world before his time. During the period when this tree is awakened in this world to exact punishment. My commentary. This is when someone dies at night, but not in their sleep. Pasuk 76. V'yalda ba'e barnash li'ad beka nafshaya uruteya b'mareya v'layete l'gabeya piruta ki kediva begin diktiv dover shikarim lo yakon linked einai my lo yikon ela b'shata tehu itkin garmeya lehayul willi beya rechika mekucha berichu kala nafik v'amar lo yikon v'neged enai hai ba'eli atkina garmeya lo yikon la ba'ina v'yitchata kan tavshin iyate v'yachada shema kadisha v'la miyached le'yakad kayeot. The translation. And therefore a person must devote his soul and his will to his master and not approach him with a false intention, because he that tells lies shall not remain in my sight. What is the meaning of remain? And he replies, it is when one readies himself for that, for the devotion of his soul, when he falls on his face, and his heart is far from the Holy One, blessed be He. A voice calls out, he shall not remain in my sight. This person wants to make amends for himself, but he shall not remain. I do not wish to have him corrected. Most certainly this is so if he comes to unify the holy name, but does not bring about unison properly. My commentary. This is when the world is in a frame of judgment. It is especially important to do these actions and prayers properly during the days of atonement between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. This is my opinion. Pasuk 77. Zaka ahula kehon tetzadikaya bealma denu valma deate alaihu kitivu vau firau et kivodi wigomer uktiv ach tzadikim yodu lishmecha. Wigomer ata Rabbi Elazar, v'nashik yado amar il male la atena, v'alma ela l'mishma milin ilin dashem, amar Rabbi Yehuda. Zaka ahulakana, Vizaka ahulakehon, De Israel de Inun, Mita bekein, Bekucha, Perifu dictiv, Viatem hadvekim, Wigomer viamach. Kulam tzadikim wigomer. The translation. Praiseworthy is the portion of the righteous in this world and in the world that is coming. About them it is written, and they shall come and see my glory. And surely the righteous shall give thanks to your name. Rabbi Elazar approached and kissed his hands. He told him, if I had come to this world only to listen to these words, it would have been enough. Rabbi Yehuda said, happy is our lot, and happy is the lot of Israel, who cling to the Holy One, blessed be he, as it says, but you that did cleave, and your people also shall be all righteous. The pasuk is clear as written, is my commentary. That's the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? Classes, tonight we will count the Omer at 8:30 West Coast time, which is in about a half hour. And tomorrow morning at 10:30, we will continue our preparation for the holiday of Shavuot. And at 3 o'clock, we will have our continuing our class in Lashon Hara, how to speak properly and positively. Monday at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class. I realize it's Memorial Day in America, so we will see if enough people join the class. At 7 o'clock Monday evening, we will continue our preparations for Shavuot rather than our normal Rabbi Ashlag essay. Tuesday at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class. At 7 o'clock, we will either continue our preparation for Shavuot, or we will have a Tikkuni Zohar class. At I forgot to mention, Monday at 8:30, we will count the Omer. And on Tuesday, we do not count the Omer. But we will start our all-night study at 10 p.m. West Coast time. Wednesday at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class, followed at 7 o'clock by questions and answers. Thursday at 4:30, we will have an advanced reincarnation class, followed at 7 o'clock by a Zohar class on the Parasha of Naso from the Zohar. Next Saturday at 6 o'clock, we will have Abdallah. At 7 o'clock, a Zohar class. And a week from tomorrow, a week from Sunday, our 10:30 morning classes return to our normal cycle. And I'm taking requests for which classes you'd like to have expanded, or which classes you'd like to go return and do over. So please send your requests or your votes to me at yeshem@hotmail.com by email. Shalom to all. Have a wonderful week and Chag Sameach. Enjoy this process. Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Shalom.